statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
It ain't the destination. No, it's about the journey. It ain't where you're headed, but it's how you grow. It ain't about the trophies, but getting back on your feet. Walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. It's time for Michelle Speaks. Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, 860 AM listeners. It is your host, Michelle Lawrence. I am so glad to have yet another opportunity to bring forward the four W's. We will discuss worth, wealth, wisdom, and wellness. And to get this started the way we always do, we're going to acknowledge the one that's made it all possible through scripture. And this week's scripture comes from none other than Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 24th through the 27th verse, and it reads as follows. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. I've just read for you Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 24th through the 27th verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. The wise and the foolish builder. This Wednesday is Worth Wednesday. And we're talking about leveling up, and this scripture ties so heavily into that. Every year as we close out, we begin thinking about what we're going to do in the new year, and we have this new year resolution. Well, the truth of the matter is if you haven't built a firm foundation this year, whatever you intend to pack on top of this year, next year, on top of this year, it's either going to stand because it's a solid foundation, or it's going to crash because it's built on sand, which means it's built on materialistic things that will not last. It's built on fake friendships. It's built on people coming in and out of your life. It's built on untruths. It's built on you compromising your integrity. Those things will ultimately cause you to fall and crash. And don't be deceived. You may actually build a tower. Eventually, if it's not built on the right things, it will fall. Never allow how high you go determine whether or not you'll stay that high when your foundation is crumbling and not built with the right things. And so I am working today around leveling up and using this message from God that if you have not built your foundation on truth, on honesty, on integrity, on his promises, then re-examine. If it means breaking up the foundation right now and asking for a new layer, by all means, get it done, because it is time. He is calling for each of us to level up. Whether or not you're building the second floor, in some cases, other folks are building a wing onto the existing. It still requires that whatever you're building it on has to be firm. And that is today's message. Is what you're building built on a rock or sand? And will you be able to level up? God is calling us to do just that. Not to start all over, but to get it right now so that we can continue building on what he has given us. And so with leveling up, we're going to talk about your destiny. And this week's song is Your Destiny by Kevin LeVar.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word to you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you've sown be wasted on things that you'll later regret, wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it. Your destiny is too important to give up for anything.
We just heard Your Destiny by Kevin LeVar. Your destiny is too important to get distracted now and to give up for anything. It is Worth Wednesday and we are discussing leveling up. And to get us started, I'm going to give you a quote by Elizabeth Gilbert. There's always another level up. There's always another ascension. More grace, more light, more generosity, more compassion, more to shed, more to grow. I'll do that again. More grace, more light, more generosity, more compassion, more to shed, more to grow. It is time to level up, ladies and gentlemen, and I am so excited about today's show. And every time I look at the time, I'm like, my goodness, we're going to try to get it all in. And so we're going to kick this off. You can't level up without having Andrea on the show, right? And so we want her to bring forth her segment this afternoon. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for A Lawful Truth.
Thank you. I'm shedding my skin as we speak.
I know that's
leveling
right.
Up. Not that's feeling it. Very good about it either. Good afternoon. I am Andrea Lawful Sanders, and welcome to A Lawful Truth, the segment on Michelle Speaks Radio that speaks to the definition of love. What does it mean to us depending on where we are in our lives, how it is demonstrated, and what does it require to have, embrace, and keep such a love? All of my stories will be mostly centered around a man many know as Mr. and is my beloved husband, John, who has been nothing short of a blessing, hilarity, and lessons wrapped up in one delightful savant. Today's segment is entitled Through Thick and Thin. Since May of 2018, I have been dealing with inexplicable exhaustion, a deep sadness that waxes and wanes, and I have gone days just not wanting to do anything more than what my soul requires. The feelings come and go, which has led to my checking in with my doctor. After explaining what I was experiencing and being thoroughly checked physically with a clean bill of health, the conclusion was drawn that I was in perimenopause and would most likely continue on this path until full menopause happened, and only God knew when that would be. Just great. I am usually the most upbeat person, and this will not do. Until then, I exercise more, pay better attention to my diet, and do things that will help to calm my spirit when I feel those symptoms appearing again. I've also decided to be open about it because too many women suffer in abject silence while pasting on a happy face. I drove across the country to fully connect with perfect strangers after 4 intense years of watching young people the ages of my children getting gunned down. I have hugged mothers and fathers whose children are no longer here and working hard to live in the aftermath. I have mentored countless young people, served dinner every Sunday to keep my soul connected in love and laughter. I have had loving, honest, and hard conversations with my children. I have developed an even deeper relationship with my siblings and the few others who are in my inner sanctum. And then there is Mister. He has been quietly supportive, showed up without warning when I visited the doctor, supported my cross-country trek, sat up all hours of the day and night listening and reassuring, made dinners, did the laundry, reminded me that I am protected first by God, then by Him. Mm-hmm. This Thanksgiving weekend was such a reminder. My car was hit by a rock as we traveled to dinner and cracked the windshield in several directions. He helped me to handle the claim on the phone, got assurances that we were able to safely drive, made sure I was okay, and when we got home, took the car to have the windshield replaced. That Saturday, we went to breakfast, saw a matinee, and spent the rest of the day away from noises. I shut down my social media to concentrate on us. That was 2 whole days. I think they thought I was dead, literally. Like, where is Shay? People started texting me. I wasn't dead. We don't always have to be on Facebook, people. You know, unplug every once in a while. By Sunday afternoon, when he said he wanted to see a Christmas light display, we Googled, found one not too far away, and it was a delightful treat for us both as we stared in awe at the visual before us. As we prepared for bed that night, it struck me yet again what a blessing he is and has been. I do not know another soul who could have walked so gently with me through this temporary, notice I said temporary, I didn't come here to stay, phase that I am in. He married a warrior who was meek as a lamb in his capable hands. We so often look at relationships and their successes through the lens of bright lights, traveling to exotic places, living in great big old houses, driving expensive late model cars, and buying whatever your heart desires, only to realize that when trying times appear, that we feel unheard, unappreciated, etc. Living a full life means connecting beyond the material things to the soul, or you will find yourself chasing that which is not attainable, no matter how much money you have. So what are the lessons here? Seek the heart before you seek anything else. Is this someone over time you can be your most vulnerable with? Do they show up when it matters beyond their wallet purse? Some of the biggest mansions are void of love. Check yourself to know as much as possible who you are and what you need. Expecting of others what you are not willing to give of yourself leaves room for cracks to penetrate your relationships. Nothing built on sand will stand.
No.
Yes.
We did not plan that.
That's God.
Only He.
And when you said it, I just got the shivers because I was like, this keeps happening every single time. You and I did not discuss this. In fact, I don't ever tell you what I'm writing.
And this was not the scripture from last week.
Really?
This scripture was selected yesterday.
Okay, y'all, we're about to cry in the studios, and this cannot do.
It's all good.
Okay. And 3, see quality for what it is and move accordingly. Trying to appease others to the detriment of your own happiness is foolhardy. If you have no space to share your fears along with your joys, what you have is a pen pal, not a mate.
Ooh.
Until next time, show the love, give the love, be the love, so you can receive the love you deserve. Yeah, I said it.
I got to write that down.
What you have.
It's a pen pal.
It's a pen pal. Every month, you drop nuggets. Mm-mm-mm. And every month, you disclose and share. And this month in particular, you are sharing so much more mm-hmm. about who you are. And so I thank you for that, because part of leveling up is most folks, you know, build everything on the mask,
mm-hmm.
which is sand,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the truth. And at the time, my truth may be I'm hurting, I'm in pain, I'm struggling. What we just listened to that was shared with me, we're in the sharpener, right?
Yes.
You know, most pencils are not at their full potential until they've been sharpened and exposed and the lead can be used. And so thank you for shedding and sharing. Because as you are being sharpened, you're encouraging someone else, another pencil, to not avoid going into the sharpener, not avoid going into the fire, but recognizing that the fire is necessary. Mm-hmm. Because our best use is not on the outside, but what he's trying to bring out of us that he planted on the inside. Hence is the reason the gift makes room. You can't level up without the truth.
Amen.
Ugh. I told you I was going to be good. I told you it was going to be good. And if you think that's good, Andrea, why don't you share with them about what's happening in January so they can continue their journey with you?
So at the end of October, I had a workshop called Assumptions, Insecurities, and Judgments That We Follow. And it was such a phenomenal workshop. The second one is in January 19th, 2019, to be exact. Mm-hmm. And it's about authenticity and how it shows up or not in our lives. And so we're going to do a deep dive in the second workshop and talk about why authenticity matters long term, that we can fake it for only for so long, yeah. Right? And so we're going to talk about what that looks like for them and take them to a series of exercises. And the people who have been to the first one understand that it's not fluff, right? Mm-hmm. And you're literally going to be working hard at this. So I'm looking forward to the next group. The mm-hmm. tickets are selling. Mm-hmm. So go to Eventbrite, Authenticity, or look at my Facebook page, A Lawful Truth, and you'll see the link to the workshop there.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is, ladies and gentlemen, so let me mm-hmm. preference that. This mm-hmm. is not a women's only
no, it's not.
Event. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, find yourself at this next one. The first one was truly a clear look into who you are and how you operate out of assumptions, judgments, and insecurities. Because I actually sent her a text about a month ago going, that is still ringing yep. in my head. You can't level up if you keep getting pulled back down with those things, and you certainly can't level up without being authentic. Wow. And so we are venturing into this full-fledged conversation. We had Joanna Northern in the house last month, and we barely scratched the surface. Barely scratched the surface around her journey, what she has been doing. And in fact, we ended on the note about the trip to ATL and what came back as a result of that trip. And so leveling up is appropriate for this room. And as much as we have Andrea, there's leaps that cause you to level up. There is faith that caused you to level up. And if you are still stuck in a place of fear, then there is no level other than going down. Right? And there's one thing to go down and get rooted. It's another thing just to be pulled down because you're afraid. Mm-hmm. Fear shows up in numerous ways. It literally tries to steal every ounce of joy, confidence. It puts things in your mind that are not real. It really is an assumption. Fear only has power because we give it power. I read that definition and was blown away. So you mean to tell me I'm not leveling up because of my own imagination? What I perceive to be a reality? All the more reason why he says, by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ, the renewing of your mind. Because what we think shapes us. And I can't level up going, well, I don't know. You know, am I worth it? Did you really call me? Did you really choose me? Did you really say step away? And then more importantly, since, you know, my sister already kicked it off with transparency, let me see if I understand. You said step away, do this, do that, and go back? Mm-hmm. I look schizophrenic. What is wrong? Yeah. And we can't worry about what someone else is going to think Because at the end of the day, our level up is about who getting glory.
All right.
Yeah. Our level up isn't for us. Right. And I know, you know, when I think of, we think of level up, we think about the bigger house, mm-hmm. the better car, you know, and I know folks that are watching, like my brother is saying, you do need to invest in a better car. But let me tell you, I don't have a car note. But we're thinking level up does not mean materialistic things.
Chandelier.
OK, that's not where we're going. And if you do, OK, this is not judgment. You know, but we will have Joanna talk about, you know, where it is in your budget and affordability, and don't keep up with the Joneses, especially when you are just the Joe and not the N-E-S. So that is what, when your name is Joe and not Jones. Yeah. So leveling up. Ladies, let's dig into this. First and foremost, Joanna, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes, ma'am. Get close. All right. I'm so glad that we were able to share your journey and, you know, just the great work that's happening now. If you would share your perspective, well, both of you are going to do this, on what leveling up looks like. Share that and then share opportunities to level up. I know you've got one, so why don't we lead with that first, okay. How others can level up, and then talk about what does level up look like to you.
All right. Thanks again, Michelle, for having me. I am so inspired, grateful to be in the room with both of you. It's amazing. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about foundation.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
You have to make sure that your foundation is strong. And one of the first things that people can do is make sure that you're being properly educated and knowledgeable.
Absolutely.
Nothing can happen without it. So I want to highlight Peasant King's Mentoring and Education Initiative. It's a high school diploma program where you can earn your high school diploma in 6 weeks at Church Done Different at 2233 West Allegheny Avenue. You can call 267-519-2172 to get further details. I'm also having the privilege of being at Church Done Different this Sunday, where we're talking about being the first. Being the first, it's entitled Breathe Through It, First Generation Millionaire. So I had the privilege of being with Pastor Jamal Van this Sunday at 10:45. So those are two things that you can do as you prepare for 2019. Make sure that you're getting properly educated, but also be mindful of your environment. So when we talk about leveling up, for me, partnerships and environment.
Give me just a second. I need you to say that breathe part again. Breathe through it as you become the first
generation millionaire.
Did y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
As you become the first generation millionaire.
Now, for some people, we're automatically thinking money, obviously, because I said millionaire.
Right.
But you might be the first in your family to prepare to graduate from college, or the first to write that book. Being the first is not easy because you have no blueprint from behind. You can't call mom. You can't call dad. Being the first is difficult. The great thing is you can get closer to God, and that blueprint is enough.
Yeah. Yeah. You may not have a roadmap about being the graduate or the millionaire, but there is definitely a roadmap to getting closer to Him. Mm-hmm. In that journey of being the first, because the first is not easy. Most folks get so excited like first place came easy.
Mm-hmm.
First does not come easy. Firstborn,
mm-hmm.
Right? And they think that we just get doted and showered and, oh my God, you just, you know, everything came to you.
Talk to my mamas.
Look. Daddy's little girl, but you know, there was an expectation about the firstborn that set way for those who came behind.
And I'm the baby, so I understand. I appreciate firstborn.
That's it. She's like, and I'm the baby, because they did, I had to, right? It's just that simple. But leveling up, what does that mean to you, Joanna?
You know, I've heard the term so much this year, and I didn't really pay much attention to it. For me, it's saying yes.
Mm.
Because once you know, you can't unknow it.
Yeah, we just had that conversation.
So once you know, you can't unknow it. And I like how you started off in saying that we can't do the reset every year.
No.
It's laying the foundation and building upon that every year. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was partnering, mm-hmm. recognizing what comes from partnering. And I'm not a selfish person, but when I went to Woman Thou Art Loose and Bishop Jakes really broke down, you know, what the enemy is after, I said, wow, I really have to grab onto my sisters and have conversations because we can birth something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So partnerships is really, really a big thing in leveling up. And then the environment. How are you sustaining the growth? How are you sustaining the growth? This is where you have to be careful where, what you're listening to, what you're watching, who you're around, the conversations that you're having. Mm-hmm. Be willing to get off social media, as you said, Andrea, mm-hmm. right? So the environment to be able to grow through that process.
Mm. The environment to grow through that process, to partner, not leverage, but partner. Yeah, look at everybody. Yeah, I know. Every time I use that word, I know. But to partner. Partner means win-win,
mm-hmm.
and win may not mean that this time I win, but we have a relationship that says you may win this go round, but when you get there, you're going to ensure that I get what I need is also.
Right.
And so I so appreciate the conversation around partnering. Mm-hmm. Oh, and please unpack when you know you can't unknow, because I know everybody wishes that they did not know once they find out, but once you know.
So when I came back from Dallas, I did exactly that. I partnered. And from that partnership, we are preparing for several commas,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
opportunities.
Yes.
I said several commas.
Yeah.
So because I know from the partnering, from the prayer, from being in the right environment, what the result can be, how do I unknow that?
Mm.
I'm going to turn around and then complain again and somber and why? No, you know what you're supposed to do now, so you can't unknow it.
Though it may be challenging,
yes.
Right? So we are excited. It's almost like building a house. We love the picture, don't we? Do you see the house I'm going to build? Are you paying attention to all my bedrooms,
mm-hmm.
the multi-car garages?
Mm-hmm.
Right until they say, pick up the shovel,
right,
and let's start digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't look at the picture and go, well, you know what? I think I, you know, now that this work is involved,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to close my eyes to what has been shown to me and settle for something smaller or less.
The next step in that, the next reason why you can't unknow it is when you recognize the people that are connected to your blessing. And if you stop, they die.
Mm. So we've had that conversation on the show.
You can't. So how do I say no now? So even when I'm tired, I don't feel like it. I'm frustrated. Well, you know, this deal actually helps this person fulfill goal number one. And they're okay. So I can't say no now. I don't feel like doing it today. But you know what? This is giving them that grant. So I really can't say no now. When you realize the blessing is tied to other people, you can't unknow that. Got to keep forward.
Mm.
So he purposely ties us all together somehow for his will to be done.
Yeah.
And he's going to make sure that you can't give up.
Because there's accountability partners.
There you go.
Andrea, leveling up.
So leveling up for me is tenacity. There's so much in my history that says I should not be where I am sitting today. But the tenacity and the belief and the authenticity and grace.
Mm.
Grace has carried me more than people would even begin to imagine. And when I level up, I practice grace. Even when I don't feel, even when I look at it, I say, Lord, but that's the devil himself in front of me. Can you help me, Father God? Grace. Grace and mercy, because it's been given to me so many times. But for me, as a scrappy young child growing up, tenacity is what leveling up means for me. And so I've been practicing that. And, you know, Michelle, from dealing with me, that it can be difficult.
I'm still smiling.
Right?
Okay, I'm still smiling.
Because she sees my tenacity, and she knows that if she gets me to that place, that's the accountability piece, right? She gets me to the place where I can see what I'm supposed to be doing, then you can't stop me.
Right.
So that's the accountability, the partnerships, finding the environment, and you're absolutely right. Your environment matters. So I said to my husband the other day, if I surround myself by certain groups of people, I want to sit around and lay around all day and do absolutely nothing, just talk to talk. But when I think about my accountability partners and I say, look, this is where I am, and I say, get up, make this do, send this email, make that phone call, do what you're supposed to do to get you back on track. That's what we need around us. And you're right. Once you know, you can't unknow. And so the phases that we're in, the leveling up phases that we're in, is so uncomfortable. For me right now, it's reading all about our history. I'm like, Jesus, why you got me doing, why? But as I read, I am starting to find myself in places with people that I can have intelligent conversations about where the next steps are. So we really should not look down on what we're supposed to do and not fight it. We can, you know, we struggle a little bit. Let's be honest there, right? But if we don't fight it and we find our way through, we can level up. It makes sense as time goes on. The foundational piece.
Oh, yeah.
And you hear the silence because the foundation matters. And I'm so surrounded by people who say, yeah, I started this business. They don't have a trademark. They don't have a, they don't have an LLC. They don't have an accountant. They don't have any of those things. And you say, just please listen to what we're saying to you. Because your foundation is right. Then as things start to happen, you can do some other things, you know, and walk through the fear. Get there. So, yeah, I'm done.
It is walking through the fear, though.
It is.
There's nothing like getting a blessing. And let me put it contextually, because I know that we have some listeners that are saying, well, you know, Michelle, you're always saying blessing. Let's say opportunity, right? There are some who will say there's an opportunity that's been presented. And somehow you believe that you've earned this opportunity. It, your talent, your skills brought you there. You get inside of the very opportunity that has been presented that you've worked for. And now you are faced with some realities within that opportunity. And what's most comfortable and your strength, you are snatching and grabbing. And what's most uncomfortable, you are hiding. Leveling up means identifying your weakness and pressing through it to get to the footing that you're supposed to be at. Even within that promotion, within that success, within that opportunity, you're so excited to leverage your strength and prove and demonstrate who you are and what you've done. And at the same time, he's saying that's what got you here, but that's not what's going to keep you here. And nor is it going to get you where I actually have for you to be. Right? There's a book called What Got You Here Won't Get You There. And most of us get so excited about getting there and believing that our current skill set and our current demonstration and our past successes are the very thing that is going to sustain us and keep us in the new role. Well, no, that's what got you the introduction. It is not until you identify the areas that you are not strong in, your areas of weakness and improvement and opportunities, and then begin to stretch and sharpen. And that means shedding. And sometimes it feels like my exposure may cause folks to send me back where I came from. So I can't demonstrate what I don't know. I have to keep proving, you know, my worth. And why I'm at this table. But here's where I got to come back to those of us who understand why it's called a blessing. Because the blessing says that I didn't put me at the table. He put me at the table. And because he put me at the table, then he already understands what I'm going to have to expose. And that exposure is not to my detriment, but to my development. And that's why the language of blessing versus opportunity becomes so essential. Because when I attach my language to the blessing, then I know what comes with the blessing, the benefit of the blessing. The leveling up, ladies.
Michelle, can we talk about pride, though?
Of course we can. And look at Joanna. She's like...
So without going into too much detail, there was an opportunity presented to me recently and Michelle just found out about it. And she says, well, why didn't you do it? And I said, because And I mean, I was really righteous in this, right? I like all my relationships to develop organically, and I don't want to feel like I'm leveraging anybody. And she turned around and said, so you're going to let a whole blessing go on by because you want to develop your relationships organically? And I had to think about that thing, right? There's something about me that will not allow me to leverage relationships. I like my relationships to happen naturally, right? And so while the opportunities are there, I try not to leverage them. So when this opportunity came, I said, oh, Michelle, you know, and she said, get on there, do what you're supposed to do.
She'll do that.
Right now, right? Right? And so I did. I did, Michelle.
We are but, on but, the air, but and y'all are talking about me like I'm not here.
But, yep. But it's true, right? Because we can have the conversation so people can see.
Absolutely.
That, you know, we do. When you look at women and how far they've come, it's when we do it in packs.
But language makes the difference because you kept saying leverage and I said blessing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Leverage is never a feel good.
Well,
because it's always associated, depending on how it's said, with using somebody.
Absolutely.
Right? But when I said to you, so let me see if I understand, God is giving you a blessing and you're saying no to the blessing because you want to be the originator of the blessing. Come again?
Right? So pride. Mm-hmm. Pride.
Yeah.
Right?
Pride and language.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of it, though, is we have that relationship.
Right.
Where we can say that. We can pull each other's coattail. Because she has also said, and so what's the common denominator, Michelle Lawrence? Who is the common denominator in this situation? But you can't level up if you have people that don't even know what level they're on.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. Right? You're saying let's level up, and they're telling you all that you need to do to advance. And when you ask the simple question of, well, where are you?
Crickets.
Not Wait. Even crickets, because that would be sound.
What is today? Are we already in 2019?
It's important, but we're so we said we were going to, it's the end of the year, right? We said that we were going to be transparent today, and we have been, but you're probably getting more of the raw edition, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
You have to be mindful of who you're talking to. Mm-hmm. Everything we take in is the potential of a seed. And when you know your fertile soil, you got to be careful what you're absorbing and what's being planted.
So let me tie into that. I had the privilege of being in Baltimore this past weekend to attend the last dance of Pastor Jamal Bryant. And one of the things that he highlighted, which we have to do as we unpack and prepare, because that's what we're doing, unpacking the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Let's identify the mess as we now prepare for the next layer of the foundation. Because we're claiming that we're working on us on the rock. We're not looking at sand, okay? Learned helplessness.
Yeah.
There is a theory.
Yes, it is.
Learned helplessness identified by Dr. Siegelman. If we think about when we were children, we didn't have a fear in the world.
No.
I remember as a kid, I would jump from the top of the steps onto my dad's back like it was nothing. Yes. I didn't think I would fall. I just had all types of faith. Just la, 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 la. But along the way from no, you can't do that. No, I'm going to stab you in the back, too.
Yeah.
We've taken on this mindset that we're helpless and nothing can happen for us. That's a learned behavior. So what are you saying no to? That's really a blessing, possibly, right? But somewhere in there, it's telling you that you're not worthy of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't really want you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worthy of that promotion.
Mm-hmm.
We Absolutely. Have that learned behavior, and we have to unpack that because it really could be blocking us from the next level.
Awareness of the learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why this conversation and the circles that we're in is why we do what we do.
And I thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
You know, it's why we do what we do. If you really want to level up, change what you're reading. Change what you're watching. Be more disciplined about writing. Those are critical components. You, not so that you can boast, right? This is not about ego or being braggadocious. This is about, I am walking in excellence. Mm-hmm. I actually in the car had to apologize because I received an awesome blessing and I was so grateful and, you know, we cried and I did all of those things. And now the blessing feels like a burden. And so I had the audacity to go, now, wait a minute. I didn't expect all of this. And within an hour after saying it, I'm riding with someone that said, forgive me. But I out loud said, I am sorry. How dare I try to give back the blessing because it's coming with work? The blessing didn't go away. The blessing came with more work. And quite frankly, work for our own benefit, but more importantly, for the benefit of others. And I'll tell you, I was guilty of that. Leveling up means that you have to stop and look in the mirror and go, nah, I'm dead wrong. Mm-hmm. When that conviction happens, not condemnation, but when that conviction and you just can't get right and something is toiling in you and you're like, well, what in the world? Pause long enough and say, well, what did I do? What did I say? What did I think? What did I do? What did I say? And what did I think? All three. Because I've had to apologize over my thoughts that never left out of my mouth. But the thought is still a seed. You can't level up when you haven't got control over what you're thinking. And part of what you're thinking is what you're taking in, what you're surrounding yourself with. That's why the three of us keep saying it's so important. You have to guard your heart. For out of it comes the issues, right? Flow the issues. So if you're not guarding and protecting what's getting planted in it, you will have thorns and roses. You will have weeds and grass. But he's saying, if you would just stay close to me, stay connected to me, stay in me, and keep me present in you. Present. Not just embodied, but present. Because we can house him and he still not be present. Because we're too busy going, thank you for talking to me, but here's what I want, really want to do. Mm-hmm. You know how people are, you know, in the room with you physically, but mentally they are all over the place. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same thing we try to do with the Holy Spirit. We're like, yeah, we know that you here, but, you know, pause. Level up. It's work. It means that sometimes there are going to be things you believe to be so valuable that you have to say, no, I can't be there. You're going to be working while other folks are playing. It's okay.
Or sleeping.
And that's without judgment, because the truth of the matter is we don't know what they had to go through to earn that sleep and that play. Mm-hmm. Right? They may have already paid their cost. Mm-hmm. And so no wonder they're partying like rock stars, because they're understanding I've waited. There are folks who do that with degrees, right? My goodness, I don't even talk to me. Don't see me. I've got, you know, and literally go in to a cocoon. But the next time we see them, they're a butterfly. What will people see you the next time when they see you the next time? Right? Yolanda Adams has a song called Since the Last Time I Saw You. God has worked another miracle. So now you're seeing me again and you don't see what you saw, because he had to do some things with me.
So I want to encourage someone, because we gave a lot, right?
Yeah.
We talked about the working while waiting. You're watching everybody on their platforms. Their timelines look good, but you're in school, you're in the books. Or maybe you're making that sacrifice because you need to dive in to the vision, mm-hmm. because you have to participate in the miracle. You can't say, God, you do it, and I'm waiting. I'm just waiting on the Lord. You have to participate in the miracle. Know that as you go through that process, be prepared for the unexpected call. I cannot encourage that more. I mean, the unexpected call.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not literally sometimes the phone call. It's the person that you are sitting next to that you didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from experience, y'all. It's the it's the person that sat next to you that you didn't know.
Yeah.
In a town where you have no friends.
Yeah.
Or you walked into a business meeting and somebody said, you have to talk to such and such. And your life literally changes forever. So while you're waiting and working, key, waiting and working, there's a time where you will elevate and there's an unexpected call.
Mm.
But you have to be prepared. So you identify the systems, making sure that your foundation is together. So what are you working on? Are you making sure that your LLC is in place, that all your documents are together? Are your buckets in place? Because when the call comes, they're going to ask you,
yes.
Do you have such and such? I had one, and I want to say this really quickly. I know we're coming up on time. I was doing my first financial literacy program at a school, my first, and I invited a credit specialist. He was awesome for our kids. And afterwards, he said to me, Joanna, I love what you're doing. Do you have a 501c3? I would love to give you some money. And I was like, oh, man, I put that on the back burner. I never submitted the paperwork to really do this transaction. That was the first
and
the last time that it will ever happen to me. So you have to be prepared for the unexpected call because you don't know. And you never want to miss out on an opportunity like that.
And you don't have to experience it in order to do the work, mm-hmm. right? You're hearing where we've missed. Go do it. Don't miss it, right? Don't go, I heard it and then it happened to me. No. Hear it and say, you know what? Let me get my ducks in order. Because
mm-hmm.
I have been unprepared. But even biblically, it says what? Be ye ready. Also ready. Be ye also ready. So as we are getting ready to close out, yeah, at the time I told you what happened. Andrea, what are your closing remarks around finishing up 2018 strong in preparation for leveling up in 2019?
So I'm in this really wonky place. And for me personally, finishing up means taking care of the details that you left behind in 2018, those small details so that you can get ready to go into 2019, making a list, writing out what it is that you wanted to do, but you never accomplished. And how will that happen in the first quarter of 2019?
Yeah.
You know, having honest conversations with people that you know would give you the right advice. Because I can't say it enough. You cannot do this alone.
Mm.
But choosing the right people to do it with makes all the difference in the world. Those are the things that I have, you know, for leveling up to go into the next year. Mm-hmm. And choose God, please. Just always choose God.
Yes. Amen. Joanna.
Saying yes in spite of.
Ooh.
Mm.
God, I'll trust you. That I'm being very honest, guys, and ladies. Just saying yes, and I trust you. It's not going to feel good. You're going to feel like, how could I be in this room? How can I be at this table? But my background says this. My degree doesn't, my certification doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Say yes, I'll trust you. As you go into 2019, know that everything that you went through prior is preparing you for that elevation. So you are worthy.
Yeah.
You are ready. And say yes, God, I will trust you.
Mm. So you've heard it, ladies and gentlemen. The feedback on leveling up. Make him your choice. Say yes to God. Number two, put the right people around you to give you the advice that you need. Three, I'm going to label it as trust the process. Don't trust what your natural eyes can see. Trust mm-hmm. the process, because the process is built on His promise. So follow the roadmap. What I'm going to add to that is write it down. It says write the vision and make it plain. So put on your calendars the hours you're going to spend studying, the hours you're going to spend working on the plan for 2019. Put in a daily calendar when you're going to inspect. Get an accountability partner. These are activities that become and begin shaping behaviors that become habits. Mm-hmm. We need good habits. It says seven habits, not behaviors, habits of highly effective people. So what are you doing in order to establish the right habit to level up in 2019? Because that habit is going to change your entire trajectory. There are encounters that Joanna talk about and that Andrea and I have experienced. We just how we met.
It was God all in there.
Just how we met. And some are still marveled at Andrea and I. But you never know what the opportunity and the partnership and the friendship and fellowship will be. And so if you make this actionable and you have an accountability partner that will call, we call each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mind picking up the phone saying, did you do that yet? Mm-hmm. No? Okay, so when I hang up, you know, we start giving timelines and deadlines. I need to know that that was done. Mm-hmm. Joanna did a presentation, hurt my whole little feelings. And I said, nope, Jesus, okay. First of all, I should know better, so let me get my act together. The last thing I'll leave with you is don't get caught up in distractions. Mm-hmm. Because the moment you say yes, here they come. And there are going to be distractions that are going to make you believe they are equally, if not more important than your yes. Mm-hmm. But I have to be over here because, you know, that's, and what you're going to realize when you are still and that quiet voice is speaking to you is that you would just rather operate out of what's comfortable. And you would rather operate out of your strength rather than pursue this yes, because it's going to eat up all of what you perceive to be your available time. Put in the work. Your friends who are really your friends will be there. Mm-hmm. If you should happen to pick your head back up after having to put it down and work, and you pick it back up and they're not there, then you understand who they are.
They were just an assignment.
Right. Those were visitors. We appreciate their visitation.
Pen pals.
Pen pals.
There we go.
Pen pals. We appreciate them, mm-hmm. right? If, in fact, you have a work to do and you cannot be present and that's not received well, then you understand that it becomes more about them and less about you. Hold your commitments. Be mindful of what you commit to. And here's the last thing I'll say. Stop trying to save everybody else when you can't even save you.
Yes. Be willing to.
Yeah. There's only one that went to the cross. And I've had to tell myself that sometimes repeatedly. Your name is not Savior. Your name is Michelle. That's what your parents named you. And so you need to say yes and then walk in your yes so that your work can ultimately shine light so that others can see that they need to say yes. Stop trying to stop and grab people that are not even assigned to you. Leveling up. You can't get there because you've got baggage. God told Abraham to get up and go. He had to drag Lot, which cost him a lot of problems. Go into your quiet time. Spend this time looking at 2018, what needs to be done, because it's not too late to fix 2018. You just got to be willing to put the work in. Mm-hmm. and then you'll really be ready to level up in 2019. Speaking of leveling up, I've been giving feedback actually for about the last year and a half about the work that we're doing with women, and the men were saying, well, where is the workshop for men? Well, men, we've been promoting this this Saturday at 1021 Ridge Avenue, Michelle Speaks Ministries. We will be hosting Brothers Healing Brothers from 10 to 1, 1021 Ridge Avenue. But you must register. We really need you to register. Will we take walk-ins? Yes, but we need to make sure that we are not exceeding our capacity. We have some folks who have already registered. Folks are texting me that they're coming. Please go to the Eventbrite, michellespeaksworkshops.eventbrite.com. It's on the Facebook page. It's on the Michelle Speaks Radio Facebook page. We really need you to register because we want to help you level up. There will be men facilitating these sessions on how to complete your high school diploma, get certifications so that we can change your level of employment and your income earning. There will be information on how to get your degrees, secondary degrees, information on how to transition from resumes and interviewing into job opportunities. There's also going to be opportunities to talk about the mental challenges and insecurities, private group sessions around that. We are preparing to set an atmosphere for you that we have set for women for the last 2 years. And that is to address your emotional, mental, financial, and spiritual needs. So please join us on Saturday. We have the Reverend Dr. Pastor Stephen Avenger who will be there. We have Kevin Covington that will be there. We have Ken Roberts that's going to be joining us. And so many more this Saturday. We are looking for you so that we can help you level up for 2019. Wow, it is our time. We are at the end of this show, but never the end of the journey. We are ever excited to have this hour where we talk about worth, wealth, wisdom, and wellness. Remember that you can and will level up as long as your foundation is firm and not built on sand. God bless until next week.
Getting back on your feet. Walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. It's time for Michelle Speaks. Yes, it is.